Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and it is confirmed a trade has been made. George Pickens goes to the Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to talk to beat writer for the Post-Gazette who follows the Steelers, Brian Batko, here in just a couple of minutes.
Wonderful. So good job.
It's happening. Meanwhile, this year, 2025, the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, important Hollywood legacy during this time as well. And if you're like me, Paul, you remember Bob Hope, when he would visit the troops. For us, it was during the Vietnam War, of course. But there is a new PBS documentary on Bob Hope. It's called Miles, Morale, and Memories, Bob Hope in World War II, narrated by Gary Sinise. Remember Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, who is very passionate and continues to help our veterans. And joining us is award-winning director and producer Tim Gray. Welcome to KDK, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Outstanding. It's a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. But this is an important commemoration. And for many, it was Bob Hope that brought news and brought smiles to our troops overseas for so many years. Why this? Why now?
Good question. It is the 80th anniversary of the end of the war, a war that killed 60 to 70 million people. And these soldiers don't get through what they get, had gotten through without laughter. And Bob Hope brought a lot of laughter and raised a lot of morale during those times in Europe, in the Pacific, during World War II. And, it's just another aspect of the war, Hollywood's involvement in World War II, and just another aspect of examining, this conflict that ended 80 years ago this year. So it's just a, something we wanted to get done.
For our listeners who don't know the scope of what happened with these USO tours and Bob Hope's work, give them some idea of how many different places he went, the miles he traveled, and the number of soldiers that he was entertaining.
Yeah, you think about Bob Hope's troop with Jerry Colonna and Francis Langford and Patty Thomas and Tony Romano. They did about 80,000 miles in World War II, and 80,000 miles, in the 21st century does not sound like a lot, but back during that time, before the jet age, and, those were hard miles to small islands in the Pacific, to Europe, to North Africa. You know, and you're flying in these planes that are prop planes. And a few times there were some really close calls for Bob Hope and his troop, and they almost died in these planes. And so, you know, it was just the miles themselves were so difficult. And throw in the fact that you're in the middle of a world war, adds another dimension to the whole story.
Yeah, and ironically, for all the places he had been with real danger from the enemy, it was Alaska and Australia where he almost was killed.
Yeah, he had a really close call in 1942 in Alaska where the plane was lost, really, for a while in darkness. And just by chance, another plane was up there and said, you know, we just felt some prop wash from another plane that shouldn't be up here. And it was Bob Hope's plane, which was, you know, lost. And so they threw on some searchlights and were able to guide the plane into the airport. Then in Australia, they crashed in a lake, the troop did. And fortunately, it was in a plane that could land and take off on water, a Catalina. But still, you know, it was just hard, hard miles for everybody involved in this incredible mission of entertaining those far from home.
In your direction and for producing this film, what was your biggest takeaway about Bob Hope, who a lot of people felt like they knew, and he was the conduit for families to their servicemen and women?
Bob Hope was receiving about 30,000 letters a week at his office in California from servicemen and servicewomen, and also from families and at home. And what really struck us in the film was how genuine his love of this country was. He wasn't born here. He was born in England. He grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, you know, and then became an American citizen and just loved the country. So he was very patriotic. So that was, you know, a big part. But the thing that you take away from this film is just the emotion in the letters that were written to him, emotions that ranged from just sorrow to euphoria, of soldiers who saw him during some of their darkest days of being on the front lines, and then family members at home who waited for news of their loved ones abroad. Bob Hope would be asked by soldiers or Marines saying, you know, when you're back in the States, could you deliver this letter to my family? And the family would get a knock at the door, and Bob Hope would be standing there with a letter from their son. And he, you know, so that was a genuine thing. Servicemen would ask Bob Hope to call up their families when he got back to the States to let them know they were okay. And he would do that. So it wasn't just for show for him. He was genuinely, you know, emotionally invested in America at that time.
You know, to be sure, I mean, he did all this work out of the spotlight. The only real idea people had what was going on back at that time was in the newsreels. And then they saw Bob Hope, but they didn't see the crew that had to help him get it done. How extensive was that?
Yeah, I mean, just a great vaudeville act that he put together. He had beautiful girls, he had singers, he had guitar players, he had comedians. So he delivered about a 45-minute show to wherever the troops needed it. And again, on some small island like Pavuvu in the Pacific, which nobody's ever heard of, to Morocco, Algiers. So he would bring in this troop with him, and all the soldiers that we've talked to who remember those days would always laugh and say, we love Bob Hope, but man, oh man, we love seeing Francis Langford too. So, you know, he's traveling with these young, beautiful women, and they were part of the act because they could sing, they could dance, and they were beautiful. So I think the soldiers remember the women a little bit even more than they remember Jerry Colon and Bob Hope.
It brought a beautiful part of home to the war zones or wherever they were serving. And you can see this public television, 315 stations across the country here in Pittsburgh, WQED, director-producer Tim Gray behind this extraordinary journey. Miles, Morale, and Memories, Bob Hope in World War II, also narrated by Gary Sinise. Well, all the best. Appreciate your work, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And keep an eye on that George Pickens situation.
Yeah, that's coming in this town. That's big news, too.
Yep. It is. Yep. I know it is.
Got all the details coming up.
And one of the things I remember about Bob Hope was he was hosting the Academy Awards. I think he hosted it more than anybody. And one of the great lines of all time is, hi, this is Bob Hope. And welcome to Hollywood's biggest night, or as I call it, in my house, Passover. Because he never got an Oscar. Yeah. All right, Tim,
Thank you, guys.
Great to meet you. Yeah, this is going to be a fun journey.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.